They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are joining us from wherever on the planet you happen to live. With us is something kind of different, a little bit of fun. You know, every once in a while, we do something called a small business spotlight. And that's exactly what we're doing today. This is going to be about the 1910 Sip House. What is it? What are they doing? Where is it? And what's this all about? My guests are Karen and Jeff Lees. They are from Colorado, yet they have relocated to Minnesota and opened up a business called the 1910 Sip House. Karen, Jeff, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're making time to join us today.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, this is going to be interesting because I don't pronounce Minnesota names very well. With all those lakes and the Native American names that are up and around where you're at. So we'll let you do all the pronunciation for me with regard.
Well, where we are at, it's not too difficult.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's start out with a little bit about you guys. If I understand it correctly, you are originally from Colorado, yes?
That's right. My family moved there when I was young in the late 60s in a little town called Longmont. And my dad was in the eye care business and he opened up his own eyeglass shop called the Optical Center. And I think that's where I got my entrepreneurial spirit was from him, just following in his footsteps. So we ran that business, Karen and I. We lost my mother in 1998. And my father didn't have it in him anymore to continue without her. So he retired and Karen and I took on the business right around that time. And we had a lovely time doing that. And it was a nice community, but it was just that 9-to-5-er started to wear on us a little bit. And Karen's from this area and we've always visited up here in Minnesota, Lakes Country. And I fell in love with it. And I said, you know what? Someday we want to live on a lake.
And there you are.
And here we are. We're doing it.
All right. So you made So you guys made the trek from Colorado to Minnesota, the Lakes Country. Tell us where the Lakes Country is.
We are on, we're in Otter Tail County. We sit right on Ethel Lake, which is between Battle Lake and Otter Tail. I actually grew up in Fergus Falls.
Oh.
Yeah. So I grew up, graduated 85, and then took off. So this is coming back home for me.
Right. And you drug Jeff along with you.
I think he drugged me along.
All right, so we're running an eyeglass place in Colorado, and you get the wanderlust. You say, hey, we're out of this 9-to-5 business. We want to do something completely different. And you have. You talk about a switch. All right, talk to us a little bit. What is 1910 Sip House, and where'd you get the name?
Well, there used to be a very large barn that sat on our property, and it was built in 1901, and they painted it in 1910. And what I'm hearing is that back then they painted the year it was painted on the barn somewhere, and this just happened to be on the hay door. So we saved the hay door, and it now hangs inside of our bin. And anyway, so one of our trips back and forth from Colorado to Minnesota, we're like, we need to take this 1910 and spin off it. And so we came up with some names and then asked our friends to vote, and along came 1910 Sip House.
1910 Sip House. So it is a business. It is in Lakes Country in Minnesota in Otter Tail County. Give us a little bit of map guideline. Where from Minneapolis are you? Far? Talk to us about that.
We're about 250 miles northwest and of Minneapolis, and about 70 miles just due east of Fargo. And it's a county that I think full-time residents around 55 to 60,000 people. And, you know, summertime months, this is a summer getaway destination from the folks in the cities and people from
North Dakota.
And from what they say, and we haven't experienced a summer in business here yet. We opened October last year. Apparently the population triples on the weekends here all summer.
Wow. So you guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, it's already starting.
Good. Well, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
So we have kind of given folks a little bit of the background, where you came from, why you moved to Minnesota. And we've kind of centered on where you're at, 70 miles east of Fargo, 250 miles northwest of Minneapolis. So we're going to have to go to the next question. What the hell are you sipping at the 1910 Sip House?
We make on site. It's not even small batch. I'd call it nano batch. Hard cider. So we get fresh pressed apple juice from an orchard that's south of Minneapolis. Oh. So that is about a 4.5 hour trip to go get our juice. In fact, I have to leave tomorrow to go pick up 600 gallons. And then we bring it back here. We have a fermentation tank in our little converted grain bin is what we did. A 36 foot wide grain bin it just fit on the property. It just fit in this area. It's very rural. We're surrounded by potato fields and corn fields, but we're also placed directly on this cute little 200-acre lake that's, you know, crystal clear and hard sandy beach. And it's just a magical little place for us. So we ferment this cider, or this juice that converts into cider. It ends up being about 6.5% alcohol. And it's very nice, dry, crisp. Base cider is what we call it, but it stands alone and people just drink that by itself. But we'll also infuse fresh juices into it without sugar and come up with a variety of flavors. Currently on tap, we have 9 different varieties, whether it's mango or cranberry or pickle or beet.
Beet?
Blueberry. Beet. Yes, sir.
Beet.
Fresh pressed beet juice infused in our Ethel's dry cider is what we call it. And it's been well received. We've already won awards in some of the competitions we've entered.
This is, you know, it's an amazing story. And I first learned about the 1910 Sip House, ladies and gentlemen, from my neighbors who happen to live and reside. And they have a home up there in Otter Tail County. And that's Steve Stenstrom and Donna Mueller, who are my neighbors. And they invited us over to their home a couple of weeks ago to try a bottle of Bada Bing. And I'm going, what the hell is Bada Bing? And so, oh, you're going to love it. This is just great stuff. So we go over there, and we're sitting outside, and they bring this chilled a bottle out and pour us a glass, and it was delightful. I said, what the heck is this stuff? Where'd you get this? Oh, that's the 1910 Sip House up there in Otter Tail County in Minnesota. I said, you got to tell me about this. So they did. And that is why you're with us today, because, you know, it's the smallest of coincidences that these things happen. All right, so.
It certainly is. That's such a unique story. And, you know, Donna was just in the other day, too, picking up more bottles.
Good.
And I said, well, I hope you don't spread the word too much, because we've already had to trim a day off the week of being open just for production and resetting the week, because of the high demand on the weekends. It's been incredible, Michael. We're we're pinching ourselves. We feel very blessed.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a great story. It's a neat idea. And we'll have links, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to their website, which is just dynamite. I mean, it gives you a real sense of the flavor, if you will, of the 1910 Sip House. All right. You opened the 1910 Sip House, Karen and Jeff, in October of 2020. Now, if I would step back just a little bit, I would say that that was right smack dab in the middle of the pandemic. Nice timing.
Yeah. Wasn't that smart?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, we were committed, you know, pre-pandemic, obviously. You know, we found this lot back in 2018, and the plan was to do this, and then you know, we started some construction late in the year in 2019, and then, you know, we're all hands on deck. You know, we paid for things that we couldn't do ourselves, and then pretty much we, Karen and I, finished the place and built the bar and, you know, decorated as such, you know, with our own two hands, just because that's the way we like to do it. And in the midst of, then the pandemic hit, and like, what are we doing? So we kind of took a pause and reevaluated. We had some property back home that we were leasing, and, you know, if that business, you know, had some struggles and couldn't make rent, you know, then what do we do? So we took a pause for about 3 weeks and didn't write any more checks. We just did more sweat equity things that we had on hand. And then after about 3-4 weeks of doing just that, we said, the heck with it. Let's proceed as if the pandemic will be gone and we will be up and running, you know, before we know it. So that was our approach.
And so you had the winter, fall and winter, to go ahead and get ready, I guess, or start making your hard cider. And and now we're in the summer of 2021, and here come the crowds. It's a great story. And, you know, for a startup less than a year old, from what I understand, according to my neighbors, that you guys are getting pretty busy. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We were nervous. You know, I think part of the blessing of the pandemic was we had some delays, and we proceeded with caution, and you know, and then jumping through the hoops and figuring out the licensing, and, you know, it's a very strict state with the licensing, so we had to follow all those guidelines. But, you know, the people at the state were very helpful of holding our hands and getting us through it. But we were probably ready a little earlier than October, but we couldn't actually do anything until we had that certificate hanging on the wall that we're legal to sell alcohol.
Right.
And then that didn't come to fruition until the first part of October. But then, you know, I think it was a slower summer anyway because of the pandemic.
Right.
But you know, all the, you know, the triple in population growth was now gone. So then we got to deal with the locals around here, which was just a blessing in disguise, because, you know, there wasn't a line out the door for 2 hours like we've had. And we got to meet a lot of fine people, and we got a lot of support from our lake neighbors. And we're situated near Glendalow Park and a couple golf courses, so it's just kind of a neat little triangle. So we're on our way to many, many things. And so we got to perfect our cider, and, you know, get to meet these folks around here, and now they're our regulars, and now they're becoming just dear friends of ours. So,
sure. And those, when you get the local blessing, so to speak,
that does
go a long way towards success. My guests are Karen and Jeff Lees. They are proprietors of a place called the 1910 Sip House in Otter Tail County in Minnesota. All right. We've discussed where you came from, what you're doing, what the startup entailed, getting open. Now I want for you guys to describe for us what the 1910 Sip House looks like.
Oh, we are in an old converted grain bin. And with having this big barn on our property, and we had to take it down, which was really a sad story, but it was beyond repair. And so trying to figure out what we're going to do, what we're going to put it in, you know, do we just build like a makeshift barn looking thing or a shed? And then we were going through Nebraska and corn, you know, grain bin after grain bin. And Jeff says, let's just use a grain bin.
Sure.
Like, all right. So the folks at Gateway helped us out, and
they found a repurposed one, which was nice for us too. So it has a little patina to it, you know, it's not all bright and shiny.
Right.
And it just fits in the woodsy area that we're in, and it just, you know, it meets the landscape.
Yeah, they found that in Fergus.
Yeah.
Right? And a tree had fallen on it, and so it needed a new roof, but they got it, brought it here, and put it up.
We're broadcasting out of Iowa, and so very familiar with grain bins. Most of the Midwest is. A grain bin, ladies and gentlemen, is a round structure with obviously a round roof on it, and it is where you store grain. And there are dryers and all kinds of things that go on when we harvest the corn or soybeans, and then we put them in bins. So folks that are familiar with what a grain bin looks like, and you can see this, by the way, on their website, are going to be saying, well, wait a minute, it's cold up there in Otter Tail County in Minnesota. How in the heck are you going to keep it warm with those metal sides on a grain bin and in a hot tin roof in the summer?
Well, Michael, it was a near-death experience of me spray foaming it myself.
It's very true.
It's a little tongue in cheek, but no, it was a weary job. It took me about 3 days to spray foam it. I did it in February of last year. Hmm. And for this foam to cure properly, it had to be, the surface had to be 65 degrees, but it was 30 degrees outside. So I had these kerosene blast furnaces going inside and scaffolding, and I'm in a Tyvek suit, and oxygen was limited, but we got her done, and I think I lost about 20 pounds in those 3 days.
I bet. Now, so you foam sprayed the interior, and then how did
Yes.
you finish it off? I mean, is there just foam there, or what'd you do then?
Yeah, the ceiling is just painted black, so it actually looks like frozen lava almost. People have commented it looks like kind of an inverted volcano, the roof. You know, we have, it's all lit, and then it's heated. We have a heat pump, and we have some Steffes furnaces that we got from the power company. And we finished the walls in plywood. Karen and I had those ripped down, and then we screwed each one in place.
Granted, remember, this is round.
Yeah, it's right, round. So, yeah. It was, so she's leaning on it, and then I'm screwing it to the walls, and we had studs put in. You know, we have pictures, and, you know, I don't know if we'll share those ever.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story. It's the 1910 Sip House, ladies and gentlemen. It's located 250 miles northwest of Minneapolis, 70 miles east of Fargo. And what are they sipping on? They are sipping on hard cider infused with all manner of things, from beets to other fruits. And this is just a great story. And it is something it's just, we love these kinds of off the wall, small business spotlight stories that we can talk about. And the etymology of how you came about creating this business almost in the middle of nowhere. And now you're going to reap the rewards of what we hope to be a fantastic summer as we move forward into 2021. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sitting down and doing this with us. Certainly do appreciate it. It's an interesting story. And one that we will share far and wide. So if you get a line out the door, you can blame us.
Well, we thank you very much, Michael. It's been our pleasure. It's been just so much fun, and just the unique folks we can meet, such as yourself. And we look forward to going to work each week. We certainly do.
Once again, those are the voices of Karen and Jeff Lees from the 1910 Sip House, and that is located about 70 miles east of Fargo, 250 miles northwest of Minneapolis, and they have been in our small business spotlight. And yes, we do have a link to their website so you can see their grain bin turned sip house on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For those folks, as well as for Karen and Jeff Lees, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.